Amen. And we decree and declare that we are truly the healed of the Lord. And we decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we decree and declare that in Him we move, we live, we have our being. We decree and declare that on this day, no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that by His stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare divine life in the lives and the homes of your people even now, Father God. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding begin to take over them right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare peace be still and know that I am the Lord your God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the unity and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit on this day. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the strength of the Lord on this day. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare clarity over our lives and over our families' lives on this day. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare angelic visitations on this day. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare divine hedge of protection over your people, over their families, over their hearts, and over their minds on this day, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare abundance on this day, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the love of the Lord that surpasses and surround and encompass us now, on this day, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare divine connections, divine connectivity on this day, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and over our families' lives on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare right relationships take place now on this day. We decree and declare healing and restoration on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the turnaround take place now on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the double portion happen now on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare right directions on this day. We decree and declare that your word is a lamp on our feet and a light into our path on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the favor around traveling, Father God. Continue to bless us in our comings and in our goings on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare your divine healing take place inside of the people on this day. We decree and declare money-making money ideas on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that God loads us daily with benefits on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the Lord is our salvation, that He is our fortress on this day. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the manifestation of your word take place now over our lives and over the lives of our families on this day. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the pour out of the blessing which we have not yet room to receive on this day. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare we are the head and not the tail on this day. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line and begin to start ministering in our heavenly language.
Mandarin, Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness, your tender mercy, and for giving us another opportunity to come before you in prayer, lifting up our voices to you and seeking your face, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you for advancement. We thank you for increase. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love and your grace, which is sufficient for us, God. And thank you for each and every person on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Touch their hearts and their minds, God. Give them the desires of their hearts as they serve you, Lord. Oh, God, bless your people. Bless your people. Look upon the sick and shut in, God. Strengthen them, God. Heal them, Lord. Look upon your elderly people, oh, God. Touch their lonely hearts, anyone who's lonely, crying out for family or for someone to pay attention, oh, God. Look upon your elderly. God bless them. And we ask you also, God, to bless each and every prophet on the line and bless your ministers and your pastors, prophets and teachers and those who are preparing for services in the later of the morning, God. We thank you, God, for their work. You said, blessed are the feet of those who spread the gospel of peace. We give you glory, God, and we thank you for your mercy. It's new every day. And, Lord, I also ask you to look upon those who are sick and shut in. Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, bless her, strengthen her. Alicia Cooper, the Cooper daughter, bless her, God, strengthen her. And anyone else who's sick and challenged, God, and I thank you for my healing in Jesus' name. Bless the Master Prophet, Prophetess Deborah, and the church, God. Thank you for the increase in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophetess Olivia.
Father God, we just thank you. This day, we thank you for healing. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for all that you do in everyone's life here in the States and outside of the States. And we just thank you for the total healing for the different Caribbeans and the southern states. We thank you for our children. We thank you for the hedge of protection worldwide for all of the children, Lord. And we thank you for the bishops and the archbishops and the pastors and the prophets. And we thank you that you continue to instill your wisdom that we all can instill in your people. And we thank you for those people that's coming to you, coming running back to you, Father, because they know there's no one else that would give them the correct and sincere advice that you would, Lord, because there's no hidden agenda when it comes to you and your word. And we thank you for Archbishop Eben R. Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for their faithfulness in globalizing the prophetic. And give you honor, we give you honor, praise, and thanks. And I love you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for creative ideas, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving us increase, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for making us whole, complete, and divine, oh God. We thank you, God, for clarity in all our situations, oh Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for setting us free. We thank you, Lord, for canceling any attack of the enemy, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us safely through the night and into this glorious new day that you have given us, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for making us unstoppable, Lord. And we thank you, God, for money-making ideas, Lord. We thank you, God, for tearing walls down, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you are bigger than any thing this universe can bring us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for guiding us and helping us so we can dwell together in unity, Lord. Oh God, and we thank you, Lord, that you are the author and the finisher, oh God. Oh, God, of our faith, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for helping us to hold our liberty in high esteem, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for this wonderful country in which we are privileged to live. God, we thank you, God, for inspiring all your people, Lord, to hold sacred to this glorious inheritance, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for the right divine relationship, Lord. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to keep your marriage, oh God, with love and strength, oh God, holy God and deathless Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, that truly you are the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for blotting out all the sins of yesterday, God. And we thank you, Lord, for enlightening the burdens of all who are oppressed, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, Lord. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God. We thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and keeping us free from harm to body and soul, Lord. And we thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace, Lord, and keeping us mindful of your presence and your love, God, and bringing us back safe and sound, God. We thank you, God, for these things, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, Lord. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, O God. Because when you arise, O Lord, the enemy scatters, O God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for blessing the president and giving him wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God, in his life and the life of your people, God. And we want to thank you, God, for health insurance, God. May your people that's in need continue to have good health insurance, oh God. And we thank you and give you all honor and praise and glory, God. In your masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, I bless your name. Ah, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. This is in your word, Father God, and this is something that we cling to, we hold to, Father God. For we trust you in this hour, Father God. We trust you with our healing, Father God. For you said, by your stripes, we are healed, Father God. We thank you for even our faith, Father God. We thank you for our faith going to the next level, Father God. We thank you, God, for even our hope, Father God. For our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Father God. We thank you, God, in this hour for touching us, strengthening us, moving in us, Father God. Thank you for the gift of sight that we can see our healing, see our breakthrough, Father God. Thank you for that vision, Father God. Thank you for keeping us in our right mind, Father God. Thank you, God, for our families that you've been blessing and keeping through the week, Father God. Thank you for the breakthroughs, Father God, that have come, Father God. Thank you for the miracles that you've shown so far and the ones that are on the way, Father God. Thank you, God, for your angels that are encamped around us, Father God, while we rest, while we sleep, while we drive, Father God, and even on our jobs and our children that are in school, Father God. Oh, thank you for the angels that walk with them, Father God. Father God, we also rebuke in the name of Jesus any abusive relationships, any bullying, Father God. Father God, we trust in you, Father God, that those people's cries are answered and that you come to their rescue and resuscitate even their relationships, Father God, that are of good. And anybody that's trying to do any hurt, harm, or danger to any of us, Father God, we say return to sender, Father God. Thank you for the power, the power, the power, Father God. Thank you again as I'm standing on the wall, Father God, with this passport, favor in passport, favor comings and going, Father God. Touch Brother Quinte Young's passport, Father God. We thank you for love, 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 Father God. You've given us love, Father God. We can turn around now and share this same love, Father God. We give you always the honor and the glory and the praise. And we thank you for the healing. Thank you for healing in our bodies, Father God. Strengthen our bones, Father God, and touch our seniors and bring back to those things a memory of you, Father God. Holding on to you, Father God. Miracles of you, love of you. We give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen and amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, I just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the gift of life. Thank you for your mighty protection upon our life, Lord. Father, we thank you for what you have done in our life, and we thank you for what you're still going to do in our life in this season. We thank you, Father, for Archbishop Jordan. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for Mother Jordan. We thank you, Father, that no arm formed against them shall ever prosper. And we thank you, mighty God, for what you have done. Father, I thank you for the ministry in South Africa, Lord. I thank you for what's going to happen on the 25th, my God. I thank you for your angels that are surrounding that place, my God. And I thank you for people who are coming from different places, Lord, to hear what you have in store for them, my God. And I thank you even for the people that you have given me, Lord, the people who are sustaining the ministry right now, my God. I thank you, Father, that, my God, there's no other God, there's no other power. It is only one power, and that is the power of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you for fivefold ministry, Lord, as they are busy, the men and women of God, preparing the word for your people, my God. I thank you for wisdom and knowledge of your word that you are giving unto them in this season, Lord. We thank you even for the power of healing, my God, that, my God, you're going to heal your people, each and every person who is sick, my God. We pray healing upon their life in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for all the mothers. I thank you for all the fathers in this season, and I thank you that you're opening doors for them, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, and I bless you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day even now. Father God, we thank you for allowing no weapon to form against us that will never prosper. Father God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for divine strength. We thank you for energy. We thank you for obedience. We thank you for right mind even now, Father God. We thank you for healing of the heart, Father God. We thank you for divine peace that you're bringing in our homes even now, Father God. Thank you for blessing us as we come and as we go even now, Father God. Touch our minds, touch our spirits, touch our hearts even now, Father God. Touch our physical bodies, Father God. Renew us, Father God. Strengthen us even now. Rebuild us, Father God. Father God, allow the words of your heart to flow through our lips even now, Father God. Show us the agape love so that we may show others even now, Father God. Allow us to feel it. Allow us to know it, Father God. Allow us to be it even now, Father God. Thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Touch them. Touch our elders, Father God. Father God, touch our elders and touch our future even now, Father God. Touch our children even now, Father God. Touch their minds even now, Father God. Father God, allow strength to come to us even now, Father God. Father God, allow innovative ideas to be birthed through us even now, Father God. Give us the boldness to walk and stand in you even now, Father God, each and every day, each and every way even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to be able to go ahead and move forward with the things that we know we're supposed to do. Allow your will to be done in our lives even now, Father God. Order our steps even now, Father God. Father God, touch our homes. Protect us, Father God. Thank you for your protective angels that are with us always, Father God. Father God, thank you. Allow us to dream and dream peacefully and rest peacefully even on this morning, even now, Father God. Thank you for this bright and beautiful sunny day, Sunday that we have finally embarked on today, Father God. Thank you for a new day indeed, Father God. Father God, I want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord, Father God. Strengthen me even now, Father God. Strengthen me, Father God. Strengthen me, Father God. Touch those that need your healing touch even now, Father God. Comfort them even now, Father God. Allow us to feel your loving arms and give us the comfort that is necessary and needed even right now, Father God. In your mighty name I pray, amen and amen.
Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Father God, we thank you now for this day. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for the opportunity, Father, just to come before your name and give you all the praise and glory, Father God. Right now, we want to lift up each and every member of the body of Christ, Father God, those that are to be added and those that are already there. Father, we thank you for each and every leader, Father God, all of your pastors, all of your bishops, all of your archbishops, all of your ministers, your elders, your apostles, Father God. We thank you for your reverence, Father God. We thank you for your deacons and deaconesses, Father God. I want to thank you for the ministry of the fivefold ministry, Father God. I want to thank you for your company of prophets, Father God. I want to lift up each and every member of the company of prophets, Father God. Continue to give them strength, Father God. Continue to restore unto them, Father God. I want to thank you for touching our leaders, touching our archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to, with the vision, Father God, to globalize the prophetic, Father God. Right now, we speak, Father God, that you have your will and have your way in our lives on this conference line tonight, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for what you're doing in the lives and in the hearts and in the minds of your people, Father God. I want to lift up those that are sick and shut in, Father God. I want to decree and declare, Father God, that by your stripes they have already been healed. For your word says that you've sent it, Father God, that we may be healed from any disease, Father God. I want to thank you for what you're doing, Father God, inside of the bodies of your people, Father God. Grant them strength, Father God. Grant them increase, Father God. Grant them restoration, Father God. I want to thank you for touching our elders, Father God. Continue to touch their minds, touch their bodies, Father God. Right now we speak strength, Father God. Right now, Father God, we speak divine healing, Father God, over their lives and over their bodies, Father God. Right now we speak divine preservation, Father God, over their mental capacities, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for their contribution. Thank you for touching our children, Father God. Watch the company they keep, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for sending an angel, a hedge of protection even around them, all of our children, Father God, as they come and as they go, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching every mother, touching every brother, touching every sister, touching every son, every father, Father God. I want to lift them up before you now, Father God, and give your name all the glory, all the praise, all the honor that is so due, Father God. I want to thank you for favor, Father God, even in this country, Father God. I want to thank you for favor around the world. Continue to just cover your people, Father God. Create inside of us a clean heart, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for that bloodstained banner, Father God, and we raise it up now, Father God, on this conference line in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you, Father God, for this for just the divine restoration, Father God, that you have over the hearts and minds of your people, Father God, even concerning the civil unrest, Father God, throughout the country and throughout the world, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for bringing the unity, Father God, bringing your love, Father God, showing your love forth over your people, Father God. I want to thank you for making sure, Father God, that the lost are found, Father God, and those that are missing, Father God, are located, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for covering your people, Father God, even in the Caribbean islands, Father God. Grant them restoration, Father God. Grant them double, Father God. I want to thank you for just being who you are, Father God. Continue to be a shield and a buckler, Father God, over your people, Father God. We'll be so grateful to give your name all the praise, all the glory and honor, Father God. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We give you the glory, God, that every tongue that has risen against us in judgment is already condemned. Even the words that we've spoken that have not been in faith, we cancel every negative word spoken. We cancel every word spoken in doubt, in fear, and in unbelief. And we decree and declare victory and breakthrough, healing, restoration, and repair of every desolate place in our life. We bless you, O God, that wealth and riches shall be in our house. We thank you that our righteousness endure forever. We thank you that the beauty of the Lord our God is upon us, and you establish the works of our hands. We thank you, Lord God, that you launch the deliverance, amen, of your people from oppression and depression and repression and regression. Lord, you shoot the arrow of your deliverance into the hearts, amen, of your people, as the battle is not ours, it is yours, O God. We thank you, God, that you are our hiding place and you preserve us from trouble. We thank you, Lord God, that your victory and deliverance compass us about. We thank you, Father God, that it comes to pass that whoever calls upon your name shall be delivered. And we call upon your name right now. We thank you for deliverance to every captive, captive in the mind, captive in the body, soul, and spirit. We thank you for deliverance and victory, healing and breakthrough. We thank you because riches and honor come from you, O God. And amen, you've established us to have dominion over our territories. And we take dominion over our territories, of our home, of our community. We take dominion over every stronghold in our territory. And we pull down every stronghold of the enemy. And we dispatch your angels of war, and victory and deliverance belongeth to us. Even now, in the name of Jesus, we call forth the wealth of the wicked, which is laid up for the just, and it is now released unto us, even now, in the name of Jesus. Lack shall not have any dominion in our lives. We rebuke lack, we rebuke doubt, we rebuke fear, and we rebuke unbelief in the name of Jesus. We thank you for power and might, amen, that is in your hands, that even is released unto your people. We thank you, Lord God, that you are fighting on our behalf against our enemies, and you grant us great deliverance and great victory. For the battle is not ours, it is yours, O God. And we thank you that you, we say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We thank you, God, for deliverance. We thank you for healing, for all that's on the line. Amen. Every prayer request submitted. Amen. We thank you, Father God, for every home that's represented. We thank you for victory. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your compassion. For where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. We thank you, Lord God, for divine connections and expansion of the prophetic, even in Nigeria, even in Liberia, and along the Ivory Coast. We thank you, Lord God, for expansion expanding us, Lord God, even in the UK, Lord God, even in Asian territories. We thank you, God, for strengthening our Archbishop and Pastor Prophetess Deborah. As we continue to undergird them and strengthen their hands, you are stretching them forth. And we bless you, Father God, for the fresh oil that pours upon us even now. In Jesus' name, we bless our elders. We bless our children. Amen. And we bless every business owner on this line. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Prophetess amen. Bethany.
Amen. And happy Sunday to all of you. You can join us at, if you're in the metro area, you can join us at 310 Riverside Drive for our leadership class. Also, we'll have our 11 a.m. service and our 4 p.m. service, and that's 310 Riverside Drive, New York, New York, 1025. And I want to encourage each and every one of you to join us back here on tonight, 11:50 p.m., for our midnight cry call. God bless you all. Love you all for life. Peace. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen, and I just want to encourage you, amen, if you've been blessed by this prayer, amen, and you believe God for your answer, amen. Sow a seed of thanksgiving, amen. You can sow online or you can call it in, 888-831-0434, 888-831-0434. Sow a seed of thanksgiving, amen, as we continue to stretch and expand on this prayer ministry, and we thank God for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan for this vision of prayer. Amen. And tell somebody, amen. Bring somebody on the call, amen, because we are believing God to double our numbers to 200, amen. And from there, we're moving forward. But we want to have 200, amen, prayer warriors on this call tomorrow. So bring someone, tell somebody about this call. Let them know that the prophets are praying. God bless you all and good day.
Love you, family. Good night.
Love you all. Bye. Good night.